Hello and welcome, friends, to another edition of Sustainability Now here on Forward Radio WFMP LP, Louisville, Kentucky, broadcasting from the historic Hayburn Building at 106.5 FM and broadcasting to the world through our live stream at forwardradio.org. My name is Justin Mogg, and you are tuned in to Sustainability Now here on Forward Radio. We're a community radio station. We're a voice for the people. This is radio for the people, by the people. That means you, the people, can get involved in this station. And so we encourage you to go to our website and check out the opportunities to become a part of this radio station. And that can mean many things. It can mean that you get your voice on these airwaves, either as a guest on one of our programs, or maybe you've got something you want to do as like a one-time show. We have an access hour every week that's open to any community member. We'll handle all the technical stuff. You just come into the studio and bring your friends who you want to interview, or your favorite music, whatever it is you want to spotlight. We are here for you. Or maybe you want to do a weekly program or a monthly program here on Forward Radio. Go to forwardradio.org and click on participate and tell us how you want to get involved. We also rely entirely on your financial contributions. It costs only $20 a day to keep this amazing community resource going. But that $20, of course, is not coming from advertising. It's not coming from grants or big corporate sugar daddies or anything like this. We are all grassroots. And so if you can contribute anything in this holiday season of giving, my goodness, what a great time to do it. Go to forwardradio.org. And the reason I said that is we are going to talk about holiday giving and the season of giving here on Sustainability Now today. My special guest in the studio is Christy Smith. Hey, Christy, mm-hmm. Welcome to Forward Radio.
Yes. Hey, Justin. Thanks so much for having me.
I first met Christy when she was a student at U of L, but she graduated in 2016 with a public health education degree and a wellness coaching minor. Mm-hmm. And I actually got to meet her as doing that work of wellness coaching. She was a health advocate leader with our Office of Health Promotion at the University of Louisville. So working with students on things like, what, you work on nutrition and staying mm-hmm. active and sexual health.
Yeah, so I mainly did a lot with nutrition navigators, yeah. So helping students navigate eating healthy on campus.
But there was a whole team of student health advocates that did all those kinds of things on campus.
Yeah, lots of great stuff.
And so we connected through this issue of nutrition and working with the campus gardens and things like that. Mm-hmm. And now she's a health coach with Humana here in town. But Christy has also long been really excited about all these DIY things. And that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today. How to sort of do your holiday shopping, in air quotes, right? And giving in an entirely different way, right? Mm-hmm. That's what you have in mind to share with us.
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah. So it is the gift giving season. And, you know, the traditional way of giving gifts, as wonderful as some of these material gifts are, you know, generally comes with a lot of waste, right? Mm-hmm. And so we're going to talk about some ideas, some tips, some thoughts for how we could do it in a way that produces less waste, maybe relies more on local resources, which is what we mm-hmm. need to do for sustainability. And also, I think, too, especially these DIY gifts, it's really something extra special because it comes from your own hands, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So is this like a new giving season for you, or have you done this kind of thing before?
So I was thinking about it today when we were going to talk, and I was like, man, if any of my family members, you know, heard this, they'd be like, Christy, how are you going to talk about gifts? You don't even give gifts. Like, you don't even do that and stuff. And they're right, because, you know, for me, ever since I became more conscious about my buying habits and sustainability and stuff, I've gone more towards not purchasing material things to gift to people. Yeah. So I really like the minimalist, how they talk about this, and they say, two of the most important things we can give someone is really our time and our attention. So for me, that is really what I like to give. You know, whenever we have holiday get-togethers, I like to, you know, fully be present.
Be present. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the only present I usually want, is someone to be present with me. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It just means so much when you can fully be there and in the moment and share that with your family.
Just slow down a mm-hmm. little bit. Slow down the craziness of the holiday season. I think everybody feels so overwhelmed and stressed at this time of year. And this gets right back to your work of wellness coaching, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. And you saying that, it made me think, like, man, what if we took all that time that we spend on, you know, driving to the mall or, you know, getting online to shop for things and buying gifts.
Yeah, that can be really time consuming.
Yeah. And with that time, you could actually spend it with your family, like one-on-one with them.
Or if you want to give a material gift, you could spend it crafting and making, which can be a de-stressing, relaxing thing. I mean, of course, it could stress you out if you did it wrong or you were way too ambitious, right? And I'm sure we will all make those mistakes as we try to do it ourselves every now and then. Mm-hmm. But in general, like for me, I find like doing things with my hands, whether it's working in the garden or even something as simple as cooking or cleaning, or bike maintenance, these kinds of things really slow me down, focus my attention in on the moment a little bit, and they just de-stress me a little bit, even though if you think like, oh, I got all these things to do, and here's another thing I got to do, if you think about it differently, I guess if you get in a different mindset about it, it can really be a healthy alternative, right?
Yeah, totally. It kind of reminds me, my partner and I, we just started with his family last week, actually, like, every Monday night, we're going to come together and cross stitch.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. It's just been really beautiful. The first night was awesome because, sometimes it's hard to take the time to drive over to his family's house and spend time with them. And after the week goes by, we're like, man, we miss them. Like, I wish we would spend some time. So we're really.
So you're putting it on the calendar now.
Yeah, it is on the calendar. That's awesome. And it goes back to coaching too. Like if you want to get something done, you got to really make it specific and plan it out. So yeah, that's been great. We can do something with our hands. It's very relaxing. We're making a craft that we could give to someone, gift it. And then we're spending really a lot of quality time
learning about each other. Brilliant. I hadn't even thought about that. When I was thinking about DIY gifts, I was thinking about like doing it on my own, but what if we did it in community too? And not everybody has to be making the same thing, but you could just have a crafting night or something like that where you're all working together on these projects, and then you can have conversation, maybe enjoy some food and beverage together, and really extend that holiday season instead of being with like strangers in a mall, like you said earlier, and like in lines and driving each other crazy.
That's really
neat. So let's get back to this idea about giving time. So you have experience doing this. What does that look like? Does it just mean I'm here for the holidays, or does it mean you're like giving them a gift certificate to spend time with you? Or tell us about some concrete examples about what you've done.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say, like I said, really just showing up and being truly present, not being on my phone or anything, doing whatever I can to help, like make the meal or, things like that. So giving my effort with that, or like setting the table, even these like simple things that can feel super overwhelming for whoever is hosting or putting on, or even saying to a family member like, hey, let's go out to eat.
Yeah.
Or let's hang out together and do this.
And then another great thing to give is not just your time, but to give the person an experience of some kind, whether you're involved or not.
Right.
So that's something I really like to do, because I get sort of antsy about the whole materialism of the holidays. And it's funny because this whole, I wanted to talk about this whole term of materialism, because I think the way we think about it in the U.S. is like the material girl, right, is like all about, wants all this stuff.
Right.
But that's like the wrong way to think about materialism. To me, it's like really valuing a few things and valuing durable things and repairing things. Like, to me, that's the true materialism that we ought to strive for. It's not about the quantity of stuff. It's about the quality, the durability, and the sustainability of the stuff we do have, because we're always going to need some stuff, right? So thinking about materialism in a different way is part of what I wanted to bring up today. But then because I am sort of antsy about like all this focus on stuff, I do like to give people these experiences. So my family is spread out all over the country, so I usually look for an experience that is in their town that they could enjoy, that they probably wouldn't gift themselves, or not frequently anyway, whether it's like theater tickets or a massage. That's what I've gotten several years, and I really enjoy. I would never pay for a massage for myself. It's like way too much, right?
Yep.
That's too much luxury.
That's a good one.
But when you got this great gift certificate, and you get to go in and take a little moment. I suppose it could be in a spa or something else too, but you could give somebody a gift certificate to an outfit that does trips, like trips in the outdoors or something like that. Rope swinging and zip lining and those kinds of things, I think, are the kinds of experiences that most people are going to remember more than a material gift, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, For sure.
Give a gift that lasts is what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And one that you can kind of look back and have memories
Make those good memories from. Yeah. I love that I thought about giving memories instead of stuff. Mm-hmm. So keep that in your stocking this year. Something to share with others.
Exactly.
But let's talk about some of these DIY gifts that you've had in mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in terms of DIY gifts, I mean, just some little simple things kind of came up in my mind, like, Pinterest is great to use for anything DIY. So I would definitely suggest going there in general. But
for those who haven't been.
Yeah.
Including me. I've never actually been on Pinterest.
Oh, really?
I know, you gotta check it out. So for those who haven't been, I imagine it's like great pictures of people's projects, but are there also instructions on Pinterest? Is that the idea?
Yeah. So the way it works is, like, for example, with this, you could type in the search bar, like DIY sustainable gifts or DIY, you know, whatever
categories of things will come up.
Yeah. And then all these pictures will come up. And then if you're like interested in one, you can click on it and it'll take you to the website where it will tell you more. So it might be someone's like blog or whatever.
Right. Oh, okay.
Where they write about it, give you like the recipe, all that stuff. So yeah, that's a great one. But I know like some things I have made DIY that can be great gifts are like a lip scrub, you know, that can be for anyone in the winter time. I know mine are like super dry right now.
Oh yeah,
I could use
totally.
Some. So lip scrub, lip balm to go with it. Bath bombs or like bath salts, like you can actually make those at home.
Again, something luxurious that someone probably wouldn't get for themselves, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Or I think you mentioned this too, like baking something and putting it in like a mason jar and putting maybe a bow on it where it's like really pretty and you can get that. Or there's some really cool ideas where you can put in like the dry ingredients for like a brownie or cookies and put the recipe on it. So all they have to do is get the wet ingredients, mix it. And they can bake that up.
And that would be a giving of an experience in a way. If you're giving something that they probably wouldn't have the gumption to find a recipe and buy the ingredients for themselves. But they might actually enjoy the process of baking it or whipping it up, right?
Yeah. Make your house smell really nice. Yeah. And enjoy it warm from the oven. Yeah, that's a great experience. I would take that.
Awesome. That sounds lovely.
Yeah, so that, all those are really some ideas, but like I said, you got to find what works for you and what works for, you know, your
the
family.
The receiver, too.
Yeah, so the receiver.
Mm-hmm. I want to share this little story from a couple seasons ago. I had this idea that it was when this whole service of meals you prepare yourself, they send you the whole meal all ready to go.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
There's different brands, right?
You're right. Yeah.
I can't think of the generic term for this, but I thought when I heard that, I'm like, oh, that does, like, I like to grow my own food and forage and all that stuff. So like, this would not work for me. I don't need like somebody sending me pre-prepared, exact amounts of all these little things. Mm-hmm. I've got a fully stocked fridge and pantry and all that. But for someone who doesn't do that and maybe is a little intimidated by cooking, boy, that sounds great. Like, the other thing is I like to experiment in the kitchen. I'm not really a recipe guy, so I just like to work with what I've got and think creatively. Like, it's like creating a mosaic out of just materials, found materials is how I think of cooking as, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it turns out great. Mostly it turns out okay, you know. But other people, like, they don't want to do that or whatever. So having this recipe and the ingredients right there, that seemed like a really great idea. And then I thought about, well, who of all the people I usually give gifts to would that be good for? And I'm like, my dad does not cook. I remember when we were growing up, my mom made everyone in the household cook at least one night a week. And so my dad had like this one recipe from grad school that he cooked every week.
Right? Oh, like, no. Yeah. Every week.
Right. It got old.
Wow.
So I knew that he was not big into cooking, but I figured, oh, this will be great then. I could give him this gift of this service. He wouldn't have to think about it in advance. They would just come to his door and he could whip it up in 20 minutes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he didn't even want to do that. So my mom ended up doing the cooking with this stuff, and he got to eat it and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, oh, that backfired a little.
Oh, no. Well, you tried. I tried. And now you know. So, oh, man.
So, yeah, I guess you got to put yourself in their shoes a little bit. Like, maybe he just really doesn't like cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe another idea, too, would be, you know, checking out, like, the thrift store or... I know my partner really likes playing chess. So if I, you know, if he didn't have a chessboard and I found a chessboard there, like, you know, give it a new life.
Yeah.
Another life. So if you are going to go material, there's ways to.
Right. To you do can it always too. Find used gems, especially in this town, which mm-hmm. has a lot of consignment shops and antique shops. Mm-hmm. With some really nice things in them. You can find some great stuff that, you know, wasn't made in China in slave conditions and shipped across the world.
Exactly.
Like, and something durable, probably, too.
Mm-hmm.
My guest today here on Sustainability Now is Christy Smith, a health coach at Humana Now, who I first met a few years ago as a wellness coach at the University of Louisville when she was a student there. We're talking about how to do your holidays different and more sustainable this season, how to think about gifting in a way that is better for you and the receiver and maybe doesn't come with all this waste and all this stuff. So get your pens and pencils out because we got all kinds of ideas to share with you that might help make your season a little less crazy. Yes. What else is on your list?
Yeah. So I was going to mention, you know, we talked about giving, you know, experiences instead of gifts, maybe checking out the thrift store if you do want to give a gift that fits someone. But, you know, some other ideas as well. If you're just really, really wanting to give something that's material, but maybe you want to be more conscious to the environment, want it to be, you know, something that can support that. I have some really great places I wanted to shout out. So all these really are online, but Package Free Shop, that is a great one.
There's an online store called Package Free Shop?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So my idol. You're one of my idols for sustainability.
Hey, now.
Yes, but Lauren Singer from Trash is for Tossers, which she has her blog, Trash is for Tossers. She has the Package Free Shop. So packagefreeshop.com.
Awesome.
You can go on there and you can pretty much purchase so many things that you can, you know, use in your day-to-day life to help you live with less waste. So,
I see.
I mean, it's everything from like deodorant to reusable like razor. So like a stainless steel razor. I don't know. There's like just so much stuff on there and they're really great about how they package it and ship it. So they do it in everything that's like recyclable.
Awesome.
I haven't purchased from them recently, but I follow her on Instagram and their new boxes say blatantly on it, I am not trash.
Ah! That's
like,
awesome.
And then it's everywhere on it or on one of the sides. It's like, if you find me, please return me to the recycling bin or something.
That's
so
cute.
Yeah. So they are very much like pro, you know.
Yeah. Zero waste ethic about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're not going to get a whole box full of styrofoam packing peanuts and be like, oh, what do I do with these?
Exactly. Yeah. So she is like
cool.
My number
packagefreeshop.com.
Yes. Package Free Shop. Brush with Bamboo. They're more specifically for bamboo toothbrushes.
Bamboo toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
So do they have a replaceable head kind of thing?
They don't. Unfortunately, right now, the bristles are made out of, like, plastic, but they're trying to find a replacement for that. But, they're a really wonderful company. It's like a small family in California that does those. And so for anyone that doesn't know this, every toothbrush you have used in your lifetime is still out there.
That's
floating
right.
around somewhere.
Great point. Oh, my God.
So you can gift someone a toothbrush that will not be floating around after they pass on one
comes
day. Let's just be real.
Comes from plants and is going to go back to the soil. That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
Brush with Bamboo.
Brush with Bamboo. Yes.
Ooh, cool.
Life Without Plastic is another
Whoa.
Great one. They kind of like Package Free Shop. They have just a lot of different stuff for daily use. So that's great. And then Zero Waste Home is another
Zero
good.
Waste Home. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was started by Bea Johnson, who she's really ignited the zero waste movement in America. And now she goes out and like speaks, you know, globally as well. And yeah, so you can go on there and she has where you can shop and it shows pretty much everything she uses day to day. And I think a lot of it you can find, it might like link you to Amazon where you can buy it, but I haven't really checked that out recently. I got on today, so she still has the shop version, but so that's a great one to really support her too. Tiny Yellow Bungalow.
What? That's Tiny Yellow one. Bungalow?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So I really follow her on Instagram. I've never purchased from her, but she's just really a really cool girl. And everything in her shop is pretty much package free. So, you know, you can recycle it or whatever. And she's very conscious about how she ships it. She's a great one. Zero Waste Daniel. Oh, he's really cool. Have you heard about him?
No, before? Tell me about this. This is another Instagrammer.
Yeah, Pinterester. He's also on Instagram, okay. But he is the co-owner of Package Free Shop.
Oh, okay.
And then basically what he does is he makes, he went to school for design.
Oh yeah.
And, he, you know, they're in New York, he's in New York. And so it's big with, you know, fashion industry, which is really polluting to the planet. What, like number two most
is it really?
Like wasteful, something like that. It's up there. Fast fashion is up
there. Fast
fashion.
Waste. Yeah, that's a big problem. Like fast food. Oh my gosh. Yes. So what's his game then?
Yeah.
Slow fashion?
Yeah, is pretty much. Well, what he does is, you know, whenever they're making these textiles and they're like cutting the waste or what they consider waste, the fabric that they're not going to use, they just put it in a warehouse basically. And there's like these mounds of fabric that they're just going to put in the landfill. And so he goes in there, you know, goes through it, and then he pieces them back together, like sews, you know, different scraps together.
Oh, wow.
And then creates like jackets, pants, shirts, all this stuff. So really cool. So obviously his stuff is going to be a little more pricey than like your typical shirt or pants that you're going to buy, but it's definitely worth it because he's giving it another life when it would have been sent to landfill.
And you might get some ideas about doing it yourself too, maybe.
I had some scraps because I sew a little bit. So I took some scraps from a project I did and I sewed them, you know, back together, and I created a different piece out of the scraps that otherwise would have gone somewhere else. So yeah, he really inspired me for sure. But he's a great one. Trading Waste for Abundance is another one. She's really cool. She has the face lotion. And then of course, eBay, ThredUp, and Poshmark are great if you want to buy stuff secondhand and go that route.
Yeah, right. eBay's like the online thrift store, I guess, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So, what about Etsy?
Yeah.
Have you ever been on there to look for unique handmade gifts? I'm sure they're that's what they're all about, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's one that I forgot about.
Yeah.
But Etsy is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's awesome. And then locally, definitely shop locally. Like I know for like some natural stuff, for a gift one last year, we did like a Chinese Christmas. So I did have to get a material thing.
Okay.
And so I got, I think it was from Rainbow Blossom. I got like a soap bar from them. And then Piece of the Earth, I got from them like a little roll-on, what do you call it? Like perfume oil and essential oils.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just, you know, it's made with glass. So hopefully they will reuse that after. And then just use like their paper bag that it came in. So so definitely.
Simple can be really beautiful.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah, and I've definitely wanted to talk about wrapping too.
Oh, yeah.
If you're gonna
are you ready? Are you ready to wrap? Is it wrapping time?
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
We can
low
move
waste
on.
Wrapping ideas.
Yes. So I actually looked stuff up today on this. I was really shocked by what I found.
Here come the stats.
Yeah, I got some stats here. All right. So I actually went to Stanford University on their website about holiday waste prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a question on there, how much extra waste is created during the winter holiday season?
Gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Get ready for it.
Fasten your seatbelts.
Yeah. So it said Americans throw away 25% more trash during the Thanksgiving to New Year's holiday period than any other time of year. And on average, Americans throw away about 4.4 pounds per day.
Which is already probably top in the world, right? Per capita or something like that.
Yes. So
wow. And then we increase it by 25% just over the holidays.
Yeah. So on top of that 25%.
Wow.
And then the extra waste amounts to 25 million tons of garbage or about 1 million extra pounds per week.
Oh, wow.
And then it stated, if every family reused just 2 feet of holiday ribbon, the 38,000 miles of ribbon saved could tie a bow around the entire planet.
What?
Which is crazy to think about.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it says, if every American family wrapped just 3 presents in reused materials, it would save enough paper to cover 45,000 football fields.
Whoa. Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you're like, it's just a little thing. I'm not going to pay it. I don't have time to worry about that. But when you add it all up, it's significant, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I started thinking today, like, you know, when I was a kid, we always would sit there and unwrap our gifts. And like, we always had that trash bag there was just ready to take on all
like
that wrapping paper. Exactly. Yeah. It had its own spot on the floor for sure. Like, it really did. You had to save room for that.
It was the grumpy cousin you didn't want to play with. It was a big trash bag.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly. I actually was on duty 1 year for my grandma's Christmas party. Like, I was on the trash bag duty to, like, you know, gather up all the wrapping paper and stuff. But I thought about that, and I was like, man, we're not, you know, we were not the only ones doing that. And today, there's lots of people still doing that. So if you multiply that by however many, like, that is so many trash bags just filled with wrapping paper that can be,
right,
you know, we can change that. We can use some different stuff. So, yeah. So I had some ideas.
Ideas for low waste gift wrapping for this holiday season.
Yes, man. Sorry, I had my ideas.
You lost them?
I lost them. Hold on. Wait, let's see.
Well, while you're looking, I mean, one thing that I often do is the reusable gift bags.
Yes.
Which, of course, you could give someone and they could throw them out. But usually, you know, it's just easy to fold them up, stick them in your closet, and then get re-gifted to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that was one of my things, like, reuse gift bags from previous years. So, you know, from presents that people have given me over the years for the holidays, I've just kind of kept the bags just in case. So if I need to
use that. And you can spruce them up sometimes. You could add a different bow or ribbon or whatever, or write something nice on them that's for the specific person who's getting it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You could personalize it. Let's see. Or wrap with alternative materials like fabric and string is probably my favorite, because if you just have an extra, you know, piece of fabric laying around, you can put your gift in the middle of it, you know, just bring it, pull it up to the top and like wrap a string around. And it's really cute.
Yeah.
So it's a cool little look.
One thing my brother got into when we were kids was we always had a subscription in the Washington Post. And so we got the Sunday comics every week, and he would save some of those colorful comics and use them as wrapping paper instead of buying new. That's a fun one.
So I was going to say newspaper is a great one.
And he would write funny speech balloons in over the characters, too.
Oh, no. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
He really added a personal
touch there.
That's
the way to personalize it, yeah.
Yes. And then definitely, like, you know, brown paper bags or old boxes. You could even decorate those. So maybe if you got something shipped in a box, you could reuse it. Repurpose.
Or if you have a paper bag from the grocery store, you could cut it and turn it inside out and use it to wrap, and then you could draw or paint or write messages on the outside of it, because it's wonderful blank canvas for the holidays.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's really endless. I mean, what you could use to wrap things instead of using, you know,
another
this paper
roll of that holiday paper.
Yeah.
Just going to the landfill, right?
Which probably it could take you more time even, you know, to wrap with that than it could to use these alternative ways. So that can be tedious.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And that's why we usually have the store do it for us. But hey, why not do something creative on your own?
Yeah, exactly.
So my guest today here on Sustainability Now is Christy Smith, a health coach at Humana, who I first got to know as a student at U of L, who got a wellness coaching minor and a public health education degree. She's really gotten into the true materialism of durability and low waste in recent years. And so this is a special holiday edition of Sustainability Now, and we're talking about different ways of doing gifting this holiday season. Did you have other low waste wrapping ideas? You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, that's a good one. I was just going to say, you know, maybe some tips for just shopping more consciously and with less waste. So if you are out and you're, you know, shopping at the mall or somewhere, a great thing to do is just to bring your own bag.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Yeah, so you can avoid a plastic bag. So you could do that. And if you forget your bag, maybe ask if they have paper options or if it's something that they'll let you carry out. Just like that.
Yeah.
You could do, I've done that, you know, multiple times with things. So yeah, and just never be afraid to ask, you know.
Yeah.
So
just take over. It's your stuff. You take charge of getting it out of the store. Usually mm-hmm. you've got a basket or a cart or something that you can always take it out with anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's all kinds of ways to bring home stuff from the store. I mean, I know this as a bike commuter. I've always got to think creatively about how I'm going to transport it back. can't just get the plastic bags and throw them over your handlebars. I mean, some people do, but geez.
Right.
We know this plastic is going to be on the earth for generations, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't break down. And that means it's going to get in our waterways and in our animals and just horrible results of all of that. So
exactly.
Just boycott it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, really, whatever. That's what I was going to say as well. Like, just ask yourself, you know, certain questions and be more conscious. And like you said, with boycotting, I mean, whenever we use our money to purchase things, we're pretty much voting. We're saying,
exactly,
you know, if it's something made out of plastic, we're saying, yes, please.
I want more of this.
Yes, make more plastic, please, no. So I can have more of this. And I wrote down just some questions, too, to maybe, like, ponder on and think about whenever you're
what you got?
Let me share. So, you know, anytime you're thinking about maybe getting a gift, think of, you know, where did this item come from?
Right.
Where did it originate? Who made it?
Yeah.
Where was it made? What working conditions was the item made in? You know, do you support the values of the company that's making it? What materials are used to make the item and where will they end up at the end of, you know, their life or
the full
life
cycle
life.
Of the stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can it be reused? Can it be purchased, used instead? And like I said, if I buy this item, you know, what am I supporting in return? What am I saying yes to? Am I saying, you know, I support plastic, I support poor working conditions, mm-hmm. I support et cetera, whatever it may be, you know, whatever the company may stand for. So yeah, just some things to like think about when,
like,
you're purchasing.
Yeah. What you can give a gift this holiday season, not only to the person you want to give the gift to, but to the world, mm-hmm. right? And to your fellow workers, your fellow humans, your fellow denizens of the earth who may not be human, right?
By just
being a little more conscientious in our shopping and maybe avoiding shopping altogether with some of these DIY or experienced based options for people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about food and food waste too at the holiday season. That's a big part of the holidays for people.
Yeah.
So how do you say you end up doing a lot of cooking with your family and things like that at the holidays. How mm-hmm. do you try and integrate these zero waste and sustainability ideas into that?
Yeah. So I know for me in particular, whatever I'm making, I'll do my best to, when I go to the grocery store, try to buy in bulk. So I'll try to do things mostly with like produce so I can get that, just put it in my reusable bag and not have to use the plastic.
Yeah.
You know, I love bulk sections of places, like Whole Foods has a great bulk section. I know.
I've seen even Kroger's in town that have bulk sections.
Yeah.
Now.
Which, I kind of am like frustrated with those places because they won't let you use your own.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I went to Kroger one time to get peanut butter and they wouldn't let me use my own jar. And they told me it was a health hazard. And I'm like, this plastic that you're trying to put it in is more of a health hazard to me than it is. You know, I don't know what that plastic is leaching out. And then it's going to end up in our landfills.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was really frustrated. So Whole Foods lets me do that.
That's good.
So I go there, but or like Rainbow Blossom. But yeah, I mean, definitely advocate for that, like at your Kroger to be able to use the bulk section and, you know, bring your own mason jar or whatever it may be, if they'll let you do that. But yeah, I mean, it's really great, too, because you can buy just what you need
exactly.
in those sections.
Buy the quantity you want mm-hmm. at a lower price probably than the prepackaged stuff
mm-hmm.
without maybe all those preservatives and other things that they put in the prepackaged stuff.
Yeah.
I heard a great interview with somebody about how the modern industrial food system is all about sort of extracting the nutrition from stuff mm-hmm. so that it will have a longer shelf life because it's the nutritious elements of food that is what degrades over time and gives things a short shelf life. life. So he said, you know, if what you're eating has basically an infinite shelf life, it's not food. You shouldn't be eating it, basically. Right. And yet so many of those prepackaged things are like that these days.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
yeah.
when you buy fresh, when you buy in bulk, you've got a much better chance of eating healthy and serving healthier meals to people. And like, yeah, the produce aisle is the ultimate in the bulk section, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's where you should focus your attention, I would think, at these holiday season. Like, what can you create from that amazing bulk section of produce? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's something you've never tried before.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to get creative with it, but it's, you know, a lot of fun. I think it's more fun than just going by the recipe and
that's right.
Being, you know, just going through the motions.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
People, you know, love to have those traditional things every year, but that doesn't mean the entire meal has to be just that.
Right.
You can always have something new each year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
maybe you use the excuse of, well, we have this relative who's gluten intolerant or a vegan relative or something like that. But, you know, if you get a family that maybe is a little experimental and willing to try those things too, or at least have some of the traditional stuff and they could be happy with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. And I think the act of cooking with other people is also really vital. It's just, it's such a fundamental human thing to do. It's such a great way to build community and to slow us down a little bit and to get us back into appreciating what really sustains us.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel so different about a meal that I've had a hand in preparing or even growing, maybe. This may be not the best season of the year to talk about food you've grown, but hey, my house is stocked full of, you know, root vegetables and, you know, sweet potatoes and squashes that I grew, you know, this summer, and they're still going to last me through, some of them will last till March even. So you can do it if you plan ahead and you do it right.
Yep. Yeah, sure. Exactly. I know something came to my mind. I kind of lost it here, but
oh, that's what always happens. That's what always happens in conversation.
I know you said something. I was like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, it'll come back.
Yes. So
let's talk about the relationship between reducing waste and living more sustainably, and just living out your values in general. How does that does that echo for you?
Yeah, definitely. So really, the first time I ever heard about, you know, living by your values was whenever I took the health coaching or wellness coaching at, you know, U of L. And I know it's something like that sounds so simple, but it was pretty profound for me. Like, you know, we talked about what are your values? What do you believe in? And, you know, how do your daily actions really reflect that? Or do they even reflect it at all? And so that's when that really first came to mind for me. And I knew at the time, like, I value the planet that we're on.
Right.
I mean, it sustains us. So I would hope people value it. But then I realized, man, like the actions I'm taking by, you know, saying yes to a plastic straw or yes to a plastic water bottle or this or that stuff in packaging, like I'm not really saying, yes, I value the planet and the earth. And so, yeah, whenever, you know, and I'm not perfect. I'm still definitely.
None of us are. Yeah.
Yeah, not at all. There's so many things I can still work on, but it does make me definitely feel a lot more in alignment with my values whenever I make these steps to produce less waste, for sure.
Absolutely. And to me, doing these sustainable actions, I think people get really fixated on, well, I'm just one of, you know, 7 billion people on Earth. It doesn't really matter what I do as an individual. Like, my impact, even if I lived this perfect green life or whatever, it wouldn't amount to a hill of beans in this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that's not what it's about. It's
right.
Not what your one impact on the planet is about. Of course, we could all disempower ourselves immediately if we thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, what is the impact on me?
Right.
To do these actions. Like, if I fail to live my values, I'm not going to feel like a whole complete person. I'm going to feel like a fake. And to me, it's really important that I live with integrity. And that means every day seeking to improve myself and do better and be more responsible citizen. And that means a lot of things, right? But certainly from an environmental perspective, it means reducing the amount of waste down to as little as you can, reusing, recycling, composting, and producing less waste in general. Like, that is one of these very few fundamental things that's true to sustainability anywhere. So we've got to get off the disposable treadmill, right? right? And start mm-hmm. thinking about how to make sure that we don't have a pile of waste at the end of the day. Sure, we're going to have some things that we're done with, but can they be reused mm-hmm. or repurposed by someone else? Or can they be food or fuel for some other ecosystem element, right?
Yeah, and I definitely think we downplay sometimes the impact that we can have. I mean, yeah, maybe you're not going to impact like millions of people, but I know for me, that was kind of my thought in the beginning too. I was like, well, you know, if I do this, there's no way I can impact a lot of people. And then it really did get to me. And I was like, no, but this has to be an internal
yep.
thing. It
yep.
has to be for me. But along the way, I've realized like the people I have impacted.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a domino effect. Because I know you impacted me
right.
when I saw you with the fork and your mug
usable
and your
plate. Yeah.
And then, you know, that. Yeah, heavily
gets
impacted
thinking,
me.
Right?
Yeah, and then I've gone down this path, and then I know.
Right, right. So that's a great point. Mm-hmm. I am the one weirdo on campus who like brings a reusable plate to the events where I know there's going to be free food, and I don't want to have to throw something out.
Right,
and right. People could point to that and say, "Well, how silly! Like, of all the things in the world for Justin Mogg to worry about, one little plate? Like, surely he could compost or recycle that thing." But you're absolutely right that the reason I do it is not because of that one plate that one time,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that everybody else is going to see that and it's going to make them think. And it really is, of all the things I do in my own life, that's the one thing that really sticks out to people because mm-hmm. nobody else does it. And it does seem so small and insignificant, like as opposed to saying, you know, I've never had a driver's license. I boycott cars. But to most people, that's like, I'll never get there. That's like way out of my reach.
Mm-hmm.
But this one little bringing a plate thing is something that, of course, anybody could do if they thought about it in advance. And it just speaks to like the intentionality, the thinking ahead, the planning to be zero waste. And then it has maybe not an effect on everyone, of course, but like you mm-hmm. say, it's little dominoes that start to add up to a big impact. And so
yeah.
thinking about doing these things, not because of the one in the moment impact, but what's the broader impact you're going to have on everybody who sees you doing that thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cause I know I got, you know, my partner he's totally down now to bring
That's
you know
awesome.
Our plate with us, our forks. Yeah, and I'm like you, I feel like the weirdo. It was really hard for me at first to like bring those things, and then you know I was like, no, but I am doing this for me. It makes me feel good,
mm-hmm.
and I really shouldn't care what other people think. But I did. I ended up doing the Center for Neighborhoods Institute.
Oh right, yeah.
And I had a buddy in there who would bring his fork
awesome.
With him as well. He pulled it out one day, and I was like, I have my fork too. So we really like bonded over both of us bringing
That's
our fork.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so it was great. Definitely.
Well, we should wrap this holiday gift up because we're just about out of time. My guest has been Christy Smith, a health coach at Humanita, who I first met as a student at U of L doing a public health education degree and a wellness coaching minor. Any last things you want to say? Any place to look for further inspiration or anything you thought of that you wanted to share before we go?
Yeah, so I'd say... you know, if you are really interested in wanting to learn more about the zero waste movement, maybe some ideas on how to, you know, reduce your waste, I'd say, you know, look out there for blogs like Trash is for Tossers, Going Zero Waste, Trading Waste for Abundance, Girl Gone Green, The Rogue Ginger, Paris to Go. All those are great resources. Sorry, I know I spit a bunch of those out.
Wow.
But
yeah, slow down. Wait a minute.
I know. But those are all really good. Rewind it back if you need to. Yeah. So, you know, look out there. Stay curious about it. And yeah, maybe I just want to end it off too on as well. Like, you know, don't be afraid to take small steps, even if that means starting with bringing your own reusable bottle, water bottle everywhere, refusing plastic straws at a restaurant, bringing a mason jar for to go container
it.
At the restaurant, all that stuff. And, you know, I think I want to end it off here on, with the note of the minimalist. I love going by their motto of love people and use things because the opposite never works.
So, oh, that is yes. great. What a great day to end on. Well, happy holidays, Christy.
Yes,
thank
happy
you so
holidays
much.
To you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us in studio today.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned, everybody. Coming up in just a minute here on Forward Radio, it's your community action calendar. Yes, even in the holiday season, there are many ways for you to get engaged in helping make sustainability happen now. So stay tuned, my friends.
Just
The sweet, sweet sounds of Appalachian behind me now, and many thanks to them for giving us permission to use their great local music on our SoundCloud podcast editions of our programs. Check out more about them at appalachian.com. You are listening to Forward Radio WFMP LP Louisville, broadcasting from the historic Habern Building in beautiful downtown Louisville at 106.5 FM and streaming online to the world anywhere you've got an internet connection at forwardradio.org. And that's also the place to go to become a part of our community radio station. This is your community radio station. It is not here for any corporate interests or advertising interests. It's not here because someone gave us a big grant. It's because you and I contribute every week to help make sustainability happen now and Forward Radio happen now. And in this season of giving, we really need your help. We fell far short of our goal of $10,000 during our pledge drive to stay on the air for another year. So anything you can contribute now at forwardradio.org would help us get there to sustain us for another year. And you can still pick up on some great premium prizes. Maybe you want a Forward Radio t-shirt or some pins, or man, there's great gift certificates, all kinds of wonderful premiums, thank you gifts in exchange for your contribution that you can only get for a limited time. In fact, this may be the very last week you can do that. So go to forwardradio.org right now. Well, you are listening to Sustainability Now, and we are all about action for sustainability. And that's why I want you to get out your calendars, get your pencils sharpened, to get ready to take action. We together can make sustainability happen now, but only if we get out in the community and do it. So coming up this week, Tuesday, December 11th, 5:15 p.m., it's the Jefferson County chapter of Kentuckians for the Commonwealth. They have their environmental justice and air quality work team that's going to meet this Tuesday, the 11th, 5:15 p.m. at the KFTC office in beautiful Smoketown. That's 735 Lambton Street. The environmental justice and air quality work team meets every second Tuesday of the month in the KFTC office. Everyone has a right to clean air and water, and only we can make it happen. So join the team. See what they're all about this Tuesday, 5:15 p.m. at the KFTC office, 735 Lambton Street. And you can get more information at kftc.org. Also coming up Tuesday evening, December 11th at 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., it's the Louisville Community Groceries Monthly Meeting Potluck, and this time it's the holiday party. You can join us at the Joshua Tabernacle Baptist Church, 426 South 15th Street, for a holiday party. Bring a nut-free dish and your opinions about what you want in a community-owned grocery store in downtown Louisville. We meet as a group every second Tuesday of the month to share food and continue our organizing efforts to build a cooperatively owned grocery store in Louisville that will not go out of business because it is run for the people, by the people, and not for profit. As we can tell in our local grocery retail industry, that for-profit model really isn't serving us. So if you want to get in on a cooperative economics and a community-owned grocery store, come on out Tuesday the 11th, 5:30 p.m. at the Joshua Tabernacle Baptist Church, 426 South 15th. And you can get more information, get involved, at loufoodcoop.com. Coming up Wednesday the 12th at 10 a.m. at the Louisville Nature Center, it's an opportunity to plan for a nature play space. Louisville Nature Center, of course, is at 3745 Illinois Avenue. And students from Louisville Male High School want to help get children in touch with nature. And along with the Louisville Nature Center, we'll be planning, designing, and creating a play area that is accessible to the community. All are invited to join in the planning and discussion of the Louisville Nature Center's natural play space. For more information, go to louisvillenaturecenter.org or come on out Wednesday the 12th at 10 a.m. at 3745 Illinois Avenue. Now, coming up Thursday, it's a big day for sustainability in Louisville. One fun event, an informative event, and two really important chances for you to express your opinion about key sustainability matters in our city. The first is at 3 p.m. on Thursday, December 13th. It's a chance to express your opinion about the resolution before Metro Council for 100% clean energy. This bill will be taken up for debate again at Louisville Metro's Parks and Sustainability Committee. My understanding is the committee will be voting on the resolution at this meeting on Thursday the 13th at 3 p.m. at Louisville Metro Hall. Go up to the third floor for the council chambers there at 601 West Jefferson Street. You enter off of 6th Street. Now, just to remind you, in September, at the Global Day of Action, the Rise for Climate, Jobs, and Justice, a group of citizen leaders presented to Metro Council a resolution for 100% clean energy for Metro Louisville operations by 2030 and community-wide by 2035. Council President David James sponsored and introduced this resolution and is now scheduled to be discussed and voted on by the Parks and Sustainability Committee on December 13th at 3 p.m. Citizens are invited to attend this hearing and express their opinion about a fast and just transition to 100% clean renewable energy. You can get more information about this, how to express your opinion. There's many ways, of course. You don't have to be there in person, but that's one important way. Go to LouisvilleSierraClub.org for more information about that. And another important public meeting coming up Thursday the 13th, a little bit later in the evening at 5 p.m. It's a TARC public input meeting. So the Transit Authority of River City, your local transit system, is reimagining what it can be and what transit mobility looks like in the future. They are holding this first public input meeting at their headquarters located at 1000 West Broadway. You and your community's input is needed for this. All are invited to join TARC and the project team at this public kickoff meeting, again, Thursday the 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. You don't have to be there for the full 2 hours, so you can drop in anytime from 5 to 7 p.m. at TARC's headquarters, 1000 West Broadway. It's served by Routes 12 and 23, so if you want to hop on the bus to get there, take Route 12 or 23's. TARC's short and long range plan will shape the future of transit in the Louisville area. These two distinct but directly related projects will determine the best path forward for TARC in the short, medium, and long term. We know that you, our community, are vested in the future of transit in the region that will deliver dividends across the community. This public kickoff meeting will provide an overview of the plan, opportunities for input, and next steps. The public may attend the open house portion of the meeting anytime between 5 and 7 p.m. this coming Thursday the 13th. Formal presentations will be at 5:30 and then again at 6:30 p.m. Individuals who are unable to attend the meeting in person will be able to learn more by visiting ridetark.org. Pursuant to the Americans with Disabilities Act, reasonable accommodations, including provision of information in an alternate format, will be provided for qualified individuals with disabilities upon request, and language translators will also be provided upon request. Please call 502-561-5112 with specific information about your needs, and you will be accommodated at Thursday's public input meeting for the future of TARC. Now, the fun thing that's happening on Thursday the 13th is a movie night at 6 p.m. It's the Louisville Grows film series. Their monthly film series is a great time at their Healthy House, 1641 Portland Avenue. They always screen documentaries of interest to those who care about sustainability. And this Thursday at 6 p.m., the film on tap is Sourlands. An award-winning journalist, Jared Flesher, does this film that weaves a provocative tale of ecology, energy, and agriculture. There is a $5 suggested donation for the film, and it's on the second Thursday of each month. Louisville Grows opening their doors to the community and presenting an enriching film meant to inspire thoughts and actions. Sourlands goes from a deep forest surrounded by the sprawling suburbs of New Jersey, where Flesher's film lays out a story that feels simultaneously intimate and expansive. In the Sourlands, it's a rampaging deer herd, invasive plants, and wholesale habitat destruction that threatens the local ecosystem. Farmers in the surrounding valley struggle against high land prices, high property taxes, and increasingly erratic weather patterns. Sound familiar to any of you in this area? A local entrepreneur is trying to get a clean tech company off the ground and struggles to find a market for his innovative product. But pay close attention, and the challenges facing this community look a lot like the challenges facing ecosystem farmers and visionary entrepreneurs everywhere. The message of cautious hope presented in the film is just as universal. To start solving complicated environmental problems, we need to forego quick fixes and start restoring the natural world and people's connection to it from the forest floor on up. After the screening, a panel of local advocates and professionals pertaining to the subject matter will lead a discussion with members of the audience. So it's interactive, my friends. And the Sourlands film panelists include Brian Reinhardt, an alumni of the University of Rochester with a BA in Environmental Studies and Linguistics. He is currently an apprentice at Field Day Family Farm, as well as a certified master gardener. And the second one will be from U of L. Jacek Jasinski earned his PhD and Master's of Science in Solid State Physics and Doctorate in Physics of Semiconductors from Warsaw University of Poland. In 2008, though, he joined the Institute for Advanced Materials and Renewable Energy at the University of Louisville Speed School of Engineering as a chief scientist, and he now works closely with the Kahn Center for Renewable Energy Research. He will be one of the two panelists at Thursday's Louisville Grows film screening of Sourlands, 6 p.m. at the Healthy House, 1641 Portland Avenue. More information is at louisvillegrows.org. And coming up this weekend on Sunday, December 16th at 5 p.m. in Tyler Park, it's the Winter Festival of Hope. Olmsted Parks Conservancy is partnering with the Tyler Park Neighborhood Association to hold the Winter Festival of Hope on December 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. on the east side of the bridge in Tyler Park. Enjoy live music by artist Scott Smith, lights, cookies, hot drinks, and share your hopes for the new year. So bring your loved ones and join us for this free celebration of fellowship and community and great parks in our city. Come one, come all. Sunday, 5 to 7 p.m. in Tyler Park. Last thing on our calendar this week, it's the Jefferson County Kentuckians for the Commonwealth Democracy Team. We'll be meeting next Monday, December 17th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the KFTC office, 735 Lampton Street. Our Jefferson County Democracy Team is building grassroots power to win on election days and to increase civic engagement, build a healthy democracy, and pass progressive local, state, and federal legislation that improves the quality of life for all Kentuckians. So join them in this work. They meet the third Monday of each month from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the KFTC headquarters, 735 Lampton Street. More information is at kftc.org. And that's all the time we have for today here on Sustainability Now. Stay tuned to Forward Radio. Lots of great stuff coming up, and I'll be back in your ears in 1 week's time. Be well, my friends.
Did all of this happen deep down inside when you flow in? Open up, enjoy the ride, and flow like a river to the sea, knowing it's all in you and me. Our whole world sings in harmony.